It is time for the Spillover, sponsored by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Nebraska plays Indiana Saturday at 11 a.m. on the road.
Is that a big one?
If you want to get a little preview of Indiana, they play tonight at Maryland. Early game again, 5:30 on BTN, so you can catch the second half.
Well, you got to lock in?
Yeah.
You got to lock in at 5:30? 5 o'clock.
Zero chance.
To watch Indiana-Maryland. The Terps are 7-7.
Ooh.
Buzz Williams, not so well.
The buzzer. But the buzzer will tell you how to live your life, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he'll be...
Three-piece suit.
Yeah. Oh, he likes to preach.
Is it the vest? Is it the vest, right? He's always sweating.
What would make... I'm watching...
Extremely annoying.
I'm watching... Remember that 2 years ago when A&M beat Nebraska?
Yes.
They looked like a wow team. Remember those is 8-9.
They put up 98 points in Nebraska.
But it looked like... It was like, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
They look good.
And then now he's at Maryland and not good.
7-7.
Remember, the former coach who's now at Villanova came out... Remember last year before the tournament started? They made the tournament.
Kevin Willard.
And he called out the AD.
The AD.
Called out everything there, the NIL program, everything about it. It just sucks here, you know, and I'm leaving.
It's like he's having a breakdown.
Yeah, it was like
it seemed like it. It was like bizarre.
They were playing on Thursday, like a Tuesday press conference, and he just goes scorched earth. He goes, Jake Sorensen, on his own place.
On his boss.
On his boss.
But he was still employed at.
Yeah. And so it was like, wow. That was a wow. 7-7. How about that one?
7-7 Maryland hosting.
Well, we really need this one because if we get this, then we get back to PBA. We get back to Brian Morrow Arena.
Yes, Tuesday night, 8 p.m. game against Oregon at home. Late night. Late night game. Will you be attending that game, Sip? Was that still portal time for you?
Say it again.
Next Tuesday, Nebraska hosts Oregon. That's still in the portal window, though.
No,
hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
I mean, I told Sean and Robin that I'll join in that coverage team in February. I mean,
late January?
February.
Nebraska plays at Michigan the 27th of January. Portal's over by that time.
It's kind of interesting now. Michigan had a tight game with Penn
State.
They
did. They almost lost last night.
Yeah. It stayed tight.
That kind of excited me a little bit because it looked as if Michigan was going to beat everybody by 40.
So your scores last night, Big Ten. We mentioned Minnesota beats Iowa 70-67 at the barn.
Court storming.
Michigan beats Penn State 74-72. Penn State had a three-point shot to win the game. Missed it. Bad look. But
that was at Penn State.
At Penn State. Yep. And Wisconsin takes down UCLA 80-72 last night in Madison.
Wisconsin won that game.
80-72.
What's UCLA's record next?
They're good.
They are.
They're rated.
10-5. They're not rated.
I was gonna say,
both teams are 10-5.
Or they were not rated. Are you sure they're not rated?
They were. Yeah, they're not rated.
Okay.
10-5. I like it. It's sad to say, but I like when UCLA struggles.
Cronin.
Yes, this is fun to see.
We haven't heard a Mick quote yet this year.
We haven't heard anything good yet because he gets very upset.
When he gets going,
it's pretty good.
We'll have to look for some Cronin tweets.
And also, some people just sometimes get they point the thumb, they get upset with the system, something. He doesn't. He gets upset with one group of people.
It's not his fault.
Players.
Not his fault.
It's his players. He calls out his players directly by name.
He's like, I've won tournament games. I've won conferences.
These guys haven't had any of that.
But he does dress like a trial attorney.
Yes.
As does the buzzer.
Yes. The two of them. Imagine that one. Yeah. Imagine that. That'd be unbelievable.
That matchup. Yeah.
Like in the Bronx or something like that. Like that.
Patino involved.
Yeah. Rick would have to show up in the white suit. If he came in the white suit. That would be incredible.
A round
character witness.
Those two. That's it.
We're going to do a show tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. The Drive is next. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Como mamá, Siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.